praise to God. Blessed Mother, first of all, thank you for your existence. We present to you our country, St. Louis Parish, and all parishioners. We just start classes, so we present to you all our students and teachers. We present to you our three priests in the parish and deacons. Blessed Mother, what do you want them to know about you? Blessed Mother didn't start her glorious day until today. But everything starts on December 8th, the Immaculate Conception of her in her mother, St. Anne's womb. In that particular moment of her conception, God takes away the original sin. And we recognize that as the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. She born, but when she was 9 years old, different from the culture of the Jewish girl, she was sent to Zechariah and Elizabeth to learn about Hebrew, Old Testament, and several other sciences that Zechariah knew. So she stayed with them 5 years and returned to Nazareth, where the parents live, she'll leave. She was 14 years old and they telling her, listen, you're in commitment with a good man, Joseph. And she said, yes, ma'am, whatever you say, that was the custom. And she accepted whatever decision of St. Anne and St. Joachim asked her to do. So she was praying for this and she was already happy to know that it's in commitment with Joseph, and they were waiting sometimes in the next year to get married. But praying one day, suddenly a huge angel came to her, kneeled to her, and asked Mary, full of grace, my Lord God asked you if you please could be the mother of his only son. We call that the Annunciation. St. Augustine said that heaven and earth was in expecting what this girl will answer. Oh Lord, please help. Help us that this girl have the right answer. And then she came with the fiat. Yes, tell the Lord to do with me according to his will. Immediately after her consent, she was pregnant by the Holy Spirit and became the mother of Jesus in her womb. Since that moment, Mary must increase her level of prayer. Now that she is conceiving the Son of God, she's not getting married yet. She has the announcement of her aunt Elizabeth, also is pregnant and have 3 months. She starts to have all these things in her mind and her soul. How could I tell my parents? How I could tell Joseph? How could I? Wait, she said. I trust in God. Let me go visit my aunt. And the Lord will explain to me what will happen. And there she walked to Judah. She already has the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ in her womb. She went to Elizabeth. Elizabeth recognized that she is pregnant by the Lord. And she recognized that St. John the Baptist will be the most important prophet in our history. And she spent with her 3 months. After St. Elizabeth delivered and she helped her in many things that she can, she went back to Nazareth, but she was 6 months pregnant. And then the Lord started to act with parents, with St. Joseph, and of course, the Lord explained to everyone. And she was accepted by St. Joseph, by St. Joachim, by St. Anne, but in the moment that she was ready to get birth, We have this Bethlehem situation that they have to move on from Nazareth to Bethlehem and the baby Jesus born in Bethlehem. Then her first message that she wants us to give up today is, she is woman. She was not God. She is not someone that could ask for divine powers while she was in this earth. The only God that we have is Jesus. But either her son was always human in everything, unless he prayed and asked the Lord for a particular miracle happened to a deaf, to a person who has died. In that particular moment, was her son act as a God, and through the mercy of his father, any miracle was done. But that's not the message that Mary. Explain to your parish, he told us, that I was like a regular woman. Wait. No. Not as a regular woman. I was a woman of prayer. I pray in the morning, I pray in the afternoon, I pray at night. I believe in the Lord completely. With ups and downs, and every human, sometimes I say, why these? But immediately I react and say, do to me according to your will. Many situations will happen, but I believe, I trust, I'm confident the Lord knows what he's doing with me because I surrender to the Lord. Then, when Joseph passed away, we have this public life of Jesus Christ. We noted that he was baptized by his cousin in the Jordan River, and then 3 years teaching all over in his way to Jerusalem. And she was a witness about how much they love him and how much they hate him, how much misunderstood him, how much his proclamation, his teaching was not understood until Pentecost came. After his death, resurrection, and ascension, and Pentecost came, then they realized, oh, that's what he's talking about. The most important teaching that we learned after Pentecost was the Eucharistic. The Lord decided to remain with us in the Eucharistic. The Lord decided that he wants to be part of our daily life. He wants to confront with us the coronavirus situation, the unemployment situation, this beginning of the academic year situation. Whatever situation we're going through, the Lord wants to walk with us through the Holy Eucharistic. But where she comes and then, what part does she work? Well, Christ was gentle enough that before dying, he asked his beloved disciple, John, listen, John, this is my mother. She has no more children. She's immaculate since her conception. She's virgin before, during, and after my birth. She has no children. John, will you take care of my mother? And he said, yes, of course, my Lord. And since that moment, John, the evangelist, took care of Mary and bring her far away from Nazareth so she could come down from the scandal of the death of her son and bring her to Ephesus, a beautiful place in Turkey that she remained there until she died. She was there. She was a woman of prayer. She was a woman who received many times the apostle visit and many of the disciples to meditate about her son's life. But one day came that she was tired, went to sleep, died, and Jesus came and said, oh, no. He took his mom in body and soul, and when her mother opened her eyes, she found that she was with her son. From that moment, she never rests again. Jesus used her as an ambassador, sent her to explain in a maternal way why everyone needs to come back to her son. So she appeared to Mexico, she looked like a Mexican. She appeared in Japan, she would look like a Japanese lady. If she appeared in Africa, would look like African ladies. She appeared in Nicaragua, in my country, and she looked like a Nicaraguan woman. She appeared here in the United States, and she looked like an American woman, and so on. So she was not a motive for scandal, but someone of the people welcomed them to come to her son, who is God. She's not a God, but is the first disciple of Jesus Christ. It's the mother of God. Woman that just after she's problem, asking her son, could you help? And he said, Mom, it's not my time. Immediately she said, do according what he will say, what he will do. She believes in her son. She knows her son. She knows that her son never will tell her no, because she's praying, interceding, constant praying for each one of us with our needs, our intentions. If we pray once, then she keep praying to Jesus. Listen, remember what they're asking you in Austin. Remember my son. Until be done according to his will. She's one of us. She understands us. She's our intercessor. She's our mother. She's walking with us. She's bringing us back to her son, to God, to the church, to the sacraments. That's why 2 days before we has been proclaiming gospels about, on Friday was about the marriage, holiness of marriage between a man and a woman. How that being blessed by God in the sacrament of marriage. Yesterday, gospel was about the children, the most beautiful possession of the Lord. He blessed them, meaning children belong to God, not to their parents. Because each one of us, our soul, was doing one by one in the hands of God. And when we are conceived in that particular moment, God sent us a soul, the Holy Spirit. Since that particular moment, we are body and soul. And we are called for eternity. We are called to walk temporary time here, let's say 100 years. But we are called to live for eternity with the Lord. So at the end, we have two decisions to make, because God gave us that freedom that we could make the last decision. Decision number one, do I really recognize myself as someone that has been created by God, that he's protecting me, that he has been walking with me from all my past? He will be the one who will look for me in the future, and he is with me this Sunday, bringing me wisdom. Do I think like I am a horse or a monkey, that I have 60 years old, according to the science, I will die when I'm 90 years old? Do I really believe that in 30 years, I will die and that's it, like an animal? No. The message of God is live every day in your full capacity with the presence of the Holy Spirit in yourself, but look for your eternity. Always thinking that you have something much better at the end of your way. That's the purpose of the assumption. She's a human being. The same will happen with us. It's a promise from God. God will come in for us in our soul, in our body. Doesn't matter if we are incinerated or we are put on the... No. He will come for our body and will take us to heaven. Who are we that we will put a question into that when we know as a fact, not because we have been teaching about God, we know as a fact that some God, someone, Jesus Christ is walking with us every day because of our own experience. It's not I believe in Jesus, not because I read in the Bible. We, you, me, Jesus because it's acting and working with me as a daily basis. And what is the result of that? To know that Jesus is with me this Sunday, to know that yes, everything that he has made will be possible to me. At the end, one teaching today: work for your eternity. Work to go back to heaven where you come from. You are doing the right thing. This is the light of the way to walk the Eucharistic. Now follow the Eucharistic. If you're a person who received communion, that means that you are following Christ with discipline, sometimes with pain, but you're following him. You are doing the right thing. You are living your life in fully here, but you're looking to live your eternity fully with Christ. The church pray for that. The pray of the church is for you to be happy and successful in this life, but to be happy and successful in eternity. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.